Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's me this time, isn't it? This minute of Skate the Infinity starts with the sun rising. That's it.
And ends with Ricky admitting once and for all that skateboarding is fun.
Fucking said it.
This is minute 3 of episode 12, Our Infinity. Why are you giggling at that?
No, I didn't realize you hadn't finished doing the intro.
Fucking did it.
Said it.
They said it. They finally admitted it.
They finally said it.
In English. They probably have said it before, but like, when I watched it first off, I was just like,
how are they going to change it?
Probably because he put his feet on a skateboard or some shit. I don't know. Probably because he likes the feeling of wind in his hair.
Every skateboard has a story.
He was listening to the story of his skateboard. None of that shit. They fucking admitted it.
Yeah, they finally just said it was fun.
Skateboarding is fun.
It's fun. Tanoshi.
Tanoshi.
Tanoshi. Hi.
Hi.
It's Infinite Minute, and this is an anime by minute podcast where we watch Skate the Infinity minute by minute. I'm Caitlin.
I'm Jonathan. If you've never listened before, we watch Skate the Infinity minute by minute.
That is what we do.
So it'd be funny to drop that like 270 episodes in.
And the nighttime vibes have been strong tonight.
For us.
Yeah. Jono's working full time and he's just experiencing.
I'm learning what life is. And life is like tiredness.
All the time. Every day.
And like, how do people do this with kids?
Oh, that truly baffles me. My coworker was like, my son woke me up at 3:30 this morning. And I was like, what the fuck?
That's mean. That's a nightmare. Nightmares wake me up at 3:30. Having someone else in there to wake you up.
Nightmare.
Like I had someone their child came into their room at like 5 a.m. in the morning and vomited all over the bed.
Oh my god!
And I'm just like, that's okay. You've had a day.
That's just not. It's a lot.
It's so much. Kids get sick.
Oh,
and then
add
like 40 hours of work a week on that.
Yeah.
Forget commuting. I had to go into the office a few times last week and I was like just annihilated. I've gotten so used to working from home now.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you do it, Katie?
I don't. I'm a shell at the end
Everybody's
of the week.
Just
I'm a shell of a human by Friday night.
But then you have good weekend, yeah?
Yeah. And just play bulk Final Fantasy and then I'm fine.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah,
hell still going
yeah.
with it?
Yeah. Mitch finished.
Wow.
Yeah.
Speedy gamer.
And he said it was like 75 hours. I think I'm probably...
Fucking Jesus.
Yeah, I think I'm probably at like 45, maybe a little... I'm probably around the 45 mark, I would say.
But just think if you were unemployed, you could have finished that in 2 weeks.
I could have finished it in a week. In a week. Easy.
That's like... Why do we let ourselves, why, who, and where?
And when?
Why isn't the 4-day work week a thing already?
Oh,
imagine 3-day weekends.
I would thrive. I would actually thrive.
It'd be so good. My brother actually has it good. He gets an RDO every fortnight.
That's so good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
That would be very nice.
Yeah.
Very appreciated.
If I ever look for another job, I think I'll look for something like that.
That'd be so nice.
Yeah.
I think the problem is looking for other jobs. I think we should all just not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree.
And just let the money come from, I don't know.
Every now and then I think that about, like, communism actually sounds like a fantastic idea.
Yeah, well, it's just we're just forcing ourselves to do this for made up money number go bigger, money number get too big, and then everything goes small again.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just all, it's all bullshit.
It doesn't, it's all made up. It's all made up. We made this up.
the only real thing are our physical bodies.
Yeah.
The rotation of the earth and the sun moving around us. What's this money shit?
Welcome to Philosophy Chat with John and Katie.
What was the tweet I saw? It's like, days are real. What is it? Days are real. Years are real. Weeks, hours, seconds, months are not real.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people pointed out that months are real.
Yeah.
The moon, lunar cycles.
Yes, that's true.
Everything like that.
Yeah. Bless.
But days are real. Like, that's like, and our physical and our mind and all that. Like,
yeah.
Why are we doing this to ourselves? For someone else's benefit, really, at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's so upsetting.
Like, so who benefits? Upsetting. We don't.
The fat cats. The greedy pigs.
The greedy pigs. In their ivory towers.
In the CBA.
The Commonwealth Bank of Australia.
Put them on blast.
She's coming after you. The shareholders, the people on the board of the CBA.
I warned everyone at the top of the podcast that this is what might happen. So you were all warned.
This is how we got here, by that warning. It was a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Oh, God.
These fuckers are on a roof.
We haven't even started the minute.
We haven't even started.
Oh.
They're all enjoying themselves. Shadows flexing.
The sun comes up really pretty. I actually really like the way the sun comes up and the glare just like, it's lovely.
A normal on model sketchy that we can compare to in about 20 seconds.
Oh, he's so off. So off model.
Tired, full time working looking ochre here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He gets it.
He gets it.
So actually, these three are the three working class.
Kiriko,
I get it.
Stacked as always, working overtime at the detective place, never getting her
she's
just
always
rewards.
On call, always has to answer that team's message even if it comes through at 9 p.m.
Always hearing the Skype message. Is that do you do that, Katie? You shouldn't.
What, reply to my team's messages?
Yeah.
No.
Good.
No. Oh God, no. No, not,
you have
not
right
anymore.
To no reply.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In my
as soon
old
as it
job,
hits 5
yeah.
o'clock. Just close that laptop.
Oh, yeah. I'm
you
out
got
of
it.
There. You gotta.
But Kiriko's never getting any respect down at the precinct. She's got to make it work.
She gotta.
Tadashi always waiting by
her
vehicle.
You know as well, she's getting, like, harassed by the other male cops.
Always.
Always. She's, like, fighting for her life in there. You know?
But she gets results.
She does.
She's got the warrant. She's going to search the house, the Shindo household.
Yeah. I'm actually devastated that she gets fucked over in this. Like,
as if she does, right?
Yeah.
It's like, not even a woman. Especially not a woman,
God.
I guess. So, yeah, these are our three working class people who know what we're going through. They're just like
just
us, for real, for real.
Just have to make a living. Except Tadashi's on 24/7. Let's be real. He does not have a turn off. He does not have a right to turn off.
No. Neither would a lot of people in Japan. It's like the work culture.
And the honor, the whole honor piece. Oof, the shame and all of that. It's rough.
Shame affects everyone.
In different ways. Some people love
it. Shame. Reki does a kickflip. Pretty sick kickflip.
Is that before the Adam bit or after? That's is
after
that
Adam. I skipped
Adam. Oh, you skipped Adam.
He's looking good though.
Yeah, he always looks great.
With his tobacco.
I'll make him echo within you day and night.
And then our last too long logo.
Oh, this one felt like it forever.
It
this
felt
one
like an
felt
eternity.
So long. Mm. I thought they were actually going to push it to 2:30, but I think they only pushed it to 2:28, and I was like, oof.
It still went for a good...
It still went really long.
Like 3 or 4 seconds. Now, question.
Yes.
Tell me what you think about me. Is that the lyric?
Tell me what you think about me. Is that a Taylor Swift song?
It's Destiny's Child.
Oh. Tell me what you think about me.
Me, a Swiftie? Couldn't be.
No.
I'm not at all, actually.
I feel like it could be a Taylor Swift lyric.
Did you go to Taylor Swift? Did you boost the economy?
No.
Oh.
We
couldn't
started
get a ticket
watching
or didn't want to?
No, I didn't want to.
A conscientious objector.
Yeah, but we also just were in the trenches fighting on Ticketek to get fucking tickets to Hozier. Jesus Christ.
Same day release, was it, as Tease Whistle?
No, this just recently.
Oh,
like,
okay.
This is like this week.
Oh, far out.
But they
All
had,
the girlies are out.
They had 2 pre-sales that just were absolute nightmares. Could not even get in. And then... We tried to get in the general and we were both in the lounge, like while it refreshed and refreshed. And we waited for about an hour and I was like, I've got to go get lunch. And she was like, it's fine. We won't get in. And I ran down and I came back up and I'd been in and I had like 30 seconds left of the timer and I was fucking devastated. And I was like, I'm so sorry, because really she wants to go. Like, I'm going because I'm being a supportive girlfriend, but she's like obsessed, wants to go. So I felt sick. Like, I was like, I'm so sorry. It's timed out. Like, I missed out. But then I got back in about half an hour later and got the tickets, luckily.
Nice.
So I vindicated myself.
Where's he at?
Cine Meyer.
Wow. Good venue.
Yeah. Be good.
Yeah. For that
exciting
kind of vibe. Yeah. No, I do not envy those customer service agents at Ticketek and Ticketmaster, because you're an American company. There's probably no support from America whatsoever.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And you're part of the problem.
Yeah,
as well. What is Ricky doing?
I had this thought. So he's rebuilding Lunga's board, but has he just? So he's taped it up. And now he's cutting a hole in it?
He's cutting something. I don't know what. It looks like and feels like styrofoam.
Oh, so maybe he's kept one side of it and he's like filled it in with styrofoam, maybe?
Or is it a whole new board?
Oh, I don't know.
A new fantastic point of view. Meanwhile, he is off model sketchy.
He's so off.
Big head.
Massive head.
Massive tail. Something happened here.
Head is almost the same size as Lunga's. I know that the dip perspectives are wrong, but...
Oh, yeah. He looks too big, I think, is the issue.
Yeah,
here.
He does. He looks large.
He's a big, large
He
sketchy.
Looks very large. Yeah, I wonder why he's cutting a hole in it. That's weird.
Digging a hole with his X-Acto knife.
12-part, our infinity, exclamation point.
Can you read that hiragana?
Something touchy, not something something. And I think that last one's a person, but I don't know. Touchy, no.
Touchy, no.
Oh, well, the first one will be infinity, whatever touchy, and then, wait, is that right? Watashi no. Oh, no, so that'll be our, that first one, no. And then this last bit will be infinity.
Watashi no. Finity. Skate the finity.
Skate the finity. I thought this was interesting that when we had the Japanese recce, that he was very, like, it was almost like a bit tentative to be like, so your beef with Adam is tonight. Like, it felt like a bit on the tentative side, whereas like Matt kind of just came out and was like, so it's happening tonight. I just thought it was like a little bit interesting interpretations.
Mm. Both work, I think.
Yeah, they were both good. I liked both. Mm. But there was just that, there was a slight little difference, I thought.
Hmm. I love that.
Yeah, I liked it.
Little acting choice. Choices were made.
Yeah. Can you believe it's happening? It's a bit like more excited almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's pumped for it.
Yeah.
I did like the tentative. Mm. I just love Reki's Japanese voice actor. He's so youthful.
Yeah, I love him. Mm. Also, are they working or are they just hanging out at Dope Sketch?
They're for sure slacking off at work, right?
Well, Reki, Lunga's working. He's sweeping.
He's this is the image that's in my mind of Lunga, because I'm pretty sure I put in my fanfic that Lunga is sweeping. In Dope Sketch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In his pink t-shirt.
Yeah, when they're discussing, like, who owns
Dope Sketch. Yes, yes, yes. I love that. Yeah.
Just a classic work image of sweeping.
Sweeping. It's always, and it's always the same spot, back and forth. That's what they, I'm like, what are you doing? You're just sweeping it back and forth.
You haven't got the dustpan out?
Nah.
Vacuum would do this job in half the time. Buy a Dyson.
Get a Dyson in there.
Probably not buying a Dyson. Is Dyson Japanese? No, Dyson feels English to me.
Dyson. No, Dyson. Oh.
Caitlin, we have the technology. We're
going
to look into Dyson. Dyson, country of origin. Wiltshire, United Kingdom.
Ah, you're right.
There you go. Just something about it. Gave me a Hoover vibe. Get out the Hoover.
Gave you Cockney essence.
Cockney essence. It's like an eau de toilette.
Speaking of England, where's Kate?
Where is Kate?
Where is she?
I'm looking behind me. For those of you who can't see my camera, I'm seeing if she's in my wardrobe.
You know, by the time this episode comes out, we may have an answer, which is
we may have an incredible answer. But where is she?
Where is she?
I like to think the most obvious answer is the answer, which would be
that she's recovering and she's fine.
Yeah, that she's literally had a surgery and she's okay.
Yeah.
And they just like want to give her some privacy.
Yeah.
But instead, like, there's just conspiracy theory because people have nothing better to do with their 40-hour week.
It's the little joy that I have on my lunch break every day is reading the new tweets and memes.
At looking at the photo analysis.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. This is our future, though. Sorry to get, like, deep with it.
We're getting back into philosophy.
But, like, this iterative software stuff that we think is going to, enhance humanity, that we think is going to benefit us, it's going to do the opposite.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
But it's being sold as, like, it's a snake oil, basically. It's being sold as a miracle cure-all. What it is it's a miracle cure-all for the people who don't like to spend money.
Yes.
Who earn more money by hiring one person who can watch a iterative AI model.
Yeah. It's depressing. Yeah. It's depressing.
And then the royal family releases an AI image and they're like, oh, no, but actually graphic design is Kate's passion.
But did you know she's not actually an amateur photographer? She did her college degree in photography.
Good Lord. People are learning so much about Kate Middleton.
I am actually, I said to Valentina the other day, we're starting The Crown because I need more royal drama.
We need to get up to date.
Yeah, I feel like I'm four seasons behind.
That's so funny. We need to catch up. Yeah. Need to see what sick shit Matt Smith's up to in that fourth season. Or am I thinking of a different show? I'm thinking of a different
show.
He's
in the first season.
Right.
Yeah. Still sick, though, I think.
The Duke of Edinburgh.
Yeah.
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 Why? Why do I know these things? I'm a royalist.
Because you're terminally online.
Yeah, that and my mother was a monarchist. My grandmother. She loved him.
Oh, shit.
God bless her heart.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Reki's got the X-Acto knife out. Sketchy's watching intently.
And Lunga's very pensive. Just very introspective.
I did skip a beat. Do you know why Adam got into skating? Versus why does Adam skate?
Different.
I think just a completely different conversation.
Yes, yeah.
Because one, maybe this is why I'm feeling so philosophical. One is philosophical.
Yeah, why does he skate?
Yeah, why do we do anything?
Yeah. And yeah, why did he get into, yeah, it's a different question.
Yeah, versus why did he get into skating?
Yeah.
Because his servant taught him how.
Yeah, exactly. It's a very factual answer.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then for some reason we get a gag of Sketchy biting Reki. And I don't really know what it added to the scene. Like, it feels very out of place.
Padding.
Yeah. Is that what we're doing here? Because it felt off.
It is cute though.
It's cute. I just
how Sketchy anticipates the bite.
And Reggie's got the little crying eye as well.
Droopy eye. Yeah.
Tarasen why does he too. Bite?
Yeah, bit of look Tarasen. At us. Tarasen.
I remember Mitch.
Nice.
Was that one that you gave us or that Mitch gave us?
It was Mitch.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Mitch. We should get Mitch on before the show before we finish.
We should. Yeah. That'd be nice.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Nice little wrap up.
Yeah.
Lunga's really introspective. I've heard he's been alone for a long time.
Yeah.
He's by himself. This in response to what's your strategy gonna be?
Yeah, exploit. It's almost like he wants to exploit
the loneliness.
Something. Yeah, honey it's trap. Weird. It's like... Yeah, he's just kind of...
So first I'll shake my little tush.
Literally. I blow him a little kiss.
It's like Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah. But it does feel like he's trying to, like, work out what Adam's motivation is so he can use that in a way. Or that's kind of what it feels like, right?
I don't think Lunga is smart enough to be having this conversation for exploitation reasons.
Yeah.
I think it's like it's a genuine curiosity. Like, why haven't I ever thought about this person in this way?
Yeah.
Maybe? I don't know.
It's interesting.
It's cute too, I think, just the way Lunga is looking and like...
Yeah, I think it's cute because he still sees Adam as like a human being, whereas I think a lot of the others have written him off as like just a monster. He's just trying to work him out.
Yeah, that's a nice point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
And then Reki just in with the... yeah, with a personality like that.
Yeah, right. Bitter much?
Yeah, just a bit bitter.
While Sketchy does an adorable yawn.
So cute. A little yawn, a little yawny face.
And a little scritch on the ear.
So cute. He's such a little cat. Okay, so he's looking at the bottom of the board now. So he's done something with the whatever he was cutting out.
Yeah. But what?
So he has...
Is this a skateboard thing?
He has... It does look like he's tried to fix the middle of it.
So did maybe Lunga's it is board, the same board.
Did Lunga's board smash straight in two, though?
No, Lunga's board, the actual board didn't break, did it?
You know what?
No, it did.
It did, but then I was thinking maybe he's taken a normal board and cut it in half and is like using the styrofoam or whatever to make it longer because Lunga needs a longer board.
Yeah.
Maybe?
Why would he not just use a snowboard? I don't know.
I don't know.
Tweet at us, infinite underscore minute, if you know what the fuck Ricky is doing here.
Is this
a normal skateboard thing? I thought he could have been like putting the grip tape on, but that's obviously not what he's doing.
I don't know. It's very weird.
And then we get like this really sharp angle on Ricky.
Is he looking up at the roof? Is this like a philosophical him looking up moment? Or is this, is he looking at Lunga?
Lunga's not up there,
no,
brother.
No, he's not up there.
I think it is a bit of a...
Yeah, well, it's going to be fun. Thinking to himself. Oh, bless.
We're pointing our chins to the sky.
It's got to be fun.
I tell you what, there's actually a little decent bit of animation here where Sketchy is scratching his ear and then the shot flips around to the other side and it's like mid-scratch. It's actually pretty decent.
Oh, that's cute. Not bad. Good work, guys.
Not bad. Good source.
Not bad.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. Puts the skateboard down and says, well, he's probably skateboarding because it's fun.
Yeah. That's it. That's the minute.
Yeah.
Not much happened.
It's fun again.
Little convo. It's lovely.
Yeah.
Nice little slow start to the ep.
A little philosophical conversation.
Yeah. Which I think will it'll lead into the big sort of revelations at the end of the episode, but
yeah,
nice
where it becomes
setup.
About finding the fun again.
Yeah,
yeah, it's all about fun.
It's all about fun. Dub, get it in your head.
Yeah.
Do you reckon the dub got to this episode and they were like, "Fuck, we really like the fun is referenced fun. So much in this episode."
Yeah.
They had to. They were like, we really should have just gone with the fun thing.
Yeah. Instead of like getting the thesaurus out every time fun was mentioned.
Literally.
Because it's enjoyable. And it feels good.
It feels good. So good.
Favorite moment, Caitlin?
I don't know.
Something in the OP? Tickle your fancy? Got plenty of goods here. What are you looking for?
All right, traveler.
well.
Have you seen the videos of Trisha Paytas as the like D&D innkeeper? They're so funny. I'm gonna send one to you.
Please do.
Hilarious.
I sent you a good bit of bear analysis as well today.
Ooh, on Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing! I'll have a look. Was it the one about the ribs and the risotto?
Yes, it was.
I saw it. I didn't read the whole thing, but I saw it.
It's a good read.
Yeah. I will. The bear. I miss it already.
What's coming back? There'll be a season 3.
I know. How exciting. At a 4. Yeah. They're going to film them back. Yeah, they're filming them back to back.
Oh, like Back to the Future 2 and 3.
Yeah.
Love that.
Favorite moment? I don't know. There wasn't much in this.
No. And it can't be sketchy because I don't think I enjoyed that moment.
No, I don't think so.
I think it broke the flow of the scene. It made Ricky feel like,
yeah,
I don't know, kind of belittling Lunga's perspective, I guess, or like the point that he wanted to kind of have. Anyway, I don't know if I had a favorite moment either. Is that bad?
No, I don't know.
Is that bad that we're at the start of the last episode and we're both just kind of like, eh?
No,
it's not our fault. It's the show's fault. So, Jesus, that's going to hit some sort of high pass filter on my edit. Well, look, if you had a favourite part of this minute, and if you can tell us what Ricky's doing with the skateboard.
Yes.
Tweet us up on Twitter and we'll give you some bear analysis.
In return.
Infinite underscore minute.
Or you can email it to us at infiniteminutepodcast@gmail.com.
Or you can telegram it to us. I'm not talking about the social media for Nazis. Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.